USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified, is Brian Anthony Brody. He has been charged for the murders.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. President Trump will headline the three-day Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, at the Hilton near downtown Dallas, Texas, starting today and running through Sunday. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will open the America Uncanceled Conference with a speech titled, Don't Mess with Texas or America. A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Ever since meat-tasting products made from vegetables hit the market, you have to imagine, what will they do next? How about veggie chicken? Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Elsa spurred tornado warnings in Delaware and New Jersey early Friday as Elsa moved over the mid-Atlantic states into the northeastern United States. Overnight in coastal New Jersey, a 78-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded in Ludlam Bay. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Quibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After many politicians ran on the Defund the Police platform, the fallout is being presented to the American people across the nation with much higher violent crime rates. Founder of the Every Black Life Matters, Kevin McGarry on Fox News, calls this a dog and pony show trying to deflect the blame of deteriorating safety in America.
They're trying to do a little bit of revisionist history on us. It was not too long ago that both Biden and Harris ran on the fact that they wanted to defund the police. President Biden said that fundamentally he wanted to take those funds and redistribute it to other areas. Harris went as far as to say not only defunding police but other law enforcement agencies as well. So they're both on record and ran based on their policies on defunding police. Now they're seeing the carnage. They're seeing the utter chaos. They're seeing the innocents that are being slaughtered in our major inner cities where there's high concentration of urban dwellers. And now they're trying to backtrack and say, well, no, we didn't really mean that. And actually, it was the Republicans that defunded the police. This is obviously not true. And we're hopeful that people are going to be wise enough to understand what's really going on here. It's a dog and pony show, right. And they're really trying to revise their initial policy statements.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki suggests Republicans are to blame for defunding the police. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.